This is To Help You Heal, and I'm your host, Marie Monville. We are going to spend 10 minutes talking about healing. What kind of healing do you need? Is it in your mindset? Is it emotional healing? Is it spiritual healing? You know, there's a lot of healing that we all need, and this is where you're going to find it. Every week, 10 minutes on Tuesday. I'm so glad you're spending this time with me. Welcome back to this week's episode. As promised, we are talking about how to get out of a funk. When was the last time you were in a funk? I was in a funk last Friday. I don't know where you live, but here in Pennsylvania, we have had a lot of rain. And when I say that, I mean almost unending rain. It feels like for weeks on end. I know it's not really that bad, but that's sort of how it feels to me. I woke up last Friday morning. I was tired. I was tired of the rain. I was feeling discouraged about a couple things going on in my world, and it all kind of collided into this place of being in a funk. How appropriate, right? Because I told you last week that we were going to talk about this topic this week, and then here I am walking it out. So when I say that I'm talking about things that I go through, I mean that in all authenticity. When I am planning what I'm talking about, it's usually the thing that's going on in my world or something that I've been thinking about, something that I've been praying about as I've been out on a walk. It's specific to right now. And so what I'm sharing with you this week, it's things that I know to do, but it's things that I still have to choose to practice. Because I'll tell you, when I woke up last Friday morning, I did not feel like doing something to shift my mindset. But I knew that I had to. I knew that I was the only one that could do that. And I'm a firm believer in this. We are 100% responsible for our mindset and our choices. And it doesn't matter if I'm feeling frustrated because of someone else or because of something that they've done or because of the weather. It is still my responsibility to do something about that. And so I knew what I needed to do. I needed to go take a walk. I have a couple strategies that I use to get myself out of a funk, and one of them is going for a walk. I know that for me, that really helps me to reset. Being outside in nature, listening to music, talking it out with God, it just does something for me. Now, I'm not going to tell you that, you know, I go for a walk and I come back a new person. That doesn't always happen. Sometimes it does. It did not last Friday, but let me walk you through this from a really personal and, you know, transparent perspective. So I got up, I got ready, I checked the weather. I had a good 35 minutes to take Bruno for a walk before we were going to get more rain. And so I went out. And somewhat because I was confined by the weather, that helped me. I knew I didn't have a lot of time to waste because it really wouldn't have helped me get out of a funk if I would have gotten rained on in the moment that I was outside. So I went for the walk. I put my AirPods in. I started listening to some music and I thought, you know what? Today, this isn't doing it for me. I need something else. I need a devotional. And if you've been following with me for a couple weeks, at least, you know that I've been listening to the Hallow app. I was listening to their Lent series and they have a series on the Easter and the early church that I've been listening to. And last Friday's was all about silent prayer. And as I hit the path where I love to walk, it's wooded, there's a beautiful stream right along the side, I got to that section on silent prayer. And as I prayed, I literally felt like Jesus was walking with me. And you know how it is when you're in a relationship with someone and you don't have to say anything, they just know. That's what I felt like he was telling me. I felt like he was saying, Marie, you don't have to say anything. I know. I know how you feel. I know why you feel that way. And I know why this moment is hard for you. And I am here and I'm walking with you. And I tell you, when I felt him speaking that to my heart, all the walls of my frustration fell down and I felt the emotion of that moment. And you might think, oh, well, that's all you needed to get out of the funk, but it didn't do it for me. You know, I knew that Jesus saw me. I knew that he was with me, but it didn't change any of those things. It didn't change the things that were weighing on me. It didn't change the fact that I hadn't slept well the night before and I was tired. And so I was walking it out. I was walking on the way home. And as I finished the time of silent prayer, I put the music back on and now the music felt good. And so I could see that it was having an impact. I knew that it was helping me get out of this place, but I think you know, we can't come into these moments when we're in a funk and we know we need to get out of it and we're doing things that usually help us. We can't come into it with this expectation that it's all just going to fix everything in 5 minutes. Sometimes it's a gradual progression, because sometimes how we got in the funk was a gradual progression. And so getting out of it is going to be a gradual progression. And so as I'm listening to these songs on my way home, as I'm walking towards my house, there was one particular song that was really meaningful to me. And I'm listening to this song and I look up in the sky and there is a rainbow. Now, if you've heard me share bits of my story before, you know, if you've heard me talk about the times of struggle in my life, you know that rainbows are important to me. That place, you know, the promise from the Lord, his reminder that he's with us, the knowing that when he makes a promise, he always fulfills it. And I looked up in the sky and I saw this rainbow at the same time that I'm listening to this song called I See You by Chris Tomlin and Brandon Lake. And it just spoke to me. It spoke that God sees me. It reinforced what I felt Jesus speaking to me on the path. It was the reminder that when God makes a promise, he always fulfills it. And for me, the rest of that day was this place of just settling into those truths and allowing myself the space to continue to process that and to choose the reminder and choose to stand on this place of truth that God sees me and that he's with me. And it got me out of the funk. It didn't happen in 5 minutes. It didn't even happen in an hour, but it happened. And it wasn't because the weather got better. It wasn't because some circumstantial thing changed. It was because I changed. It was because the things that were bothering me, I was able to see them through the lens of God being with me, of him standing in this place where I was at and walking it out with me. And so as you're hearing that story and you're thinking about times in your life when you found yourself in a funk, I want to give you some processes that you can use to develop your own way of dealing with this. Because I think we need to know. We need to know what generally works for us. And then we sort of have to force ourselves to embrace it in the moment when we're feeling that way. And so I have a couple things. One of them obviously is taking a walk. But you know, it's not always walking weather. It's not always a great time of day for that. And so sometimes I will drive in my car and I will turn the music up really, really loud because I want to feel it in my chest. I want to feel the vibration of the music. And that to me is powerful. It's sort of like a therapy session and usually involves me crying. Now, I get what you're thinking. You're thinking, Marie, you're driving your car with your radio really loud and you're crying. It's not that I'm sobbing. You know, it's some small tears. And if it was anything that impacted my ability to drive safely, I certainly wouldn't do it. So while you're thinking about how you do this, pick things that are safe. Clearly, we want to put ourselves in a great place. But know a couple things. What are those things for you? What are those moments where you can kind of lose track of time? What are things that you really enjoy? What are these things for you that you usually come away feeling better? Maybe you like to do a really hard workout. Maybe you like to lift heavy, or maybe you're a cardio junkie and those kind of things just are the reset for you. Do that. Maybe you like to bake, or maybe you're all about art and you want to draw or paint or decoupage something. Know your thing and kind of create that zone so that you don't have to, you know, get all of the pieces together. Keep it in a basket. If you're somebody who likes art or, you know, something where you need some tangible things to work on. I also love to take a really hot bath. I will use some scented Epsom salts. Dim the lights, put on some music, definitely not have my phone in my hand. You know, I think if we want to find this place where we can recover from the funk, it has to not include a screen. It can't be this screen-based distraction, because that's not going to change anything. We need space to process and think and move through the circumstances, work through the thoughts that we're having. So, set up a zone for yourself. Know the things that work for you and have a couple of them, because we're not always going to feel like doing the one thing, or it's not always going to be applicable for every situation. but we can get ourselves out of a funk. Maybe you like to write, and so journaling is going to be your thing. We have to give ourselves space for that and not push it off to the end of the day, not say, hey, I don't have time for this right now, but I'll do it later. We have to do it in the moment. We need to do it right when we're feeling that way. And just by taking maybe 10 or 15 minutes, it's going to have an impact. You don't have to have an hour for this. Just 10 or 15 minutes is impactful. And it's sort of like we're training ourselves in how to release things, how to let things go, how to get out of that funk. And maybe the first time that you work through this, you'll end up feeling like, well, that activity didn't work. Try not to be frustrated about that. Just approach it as this process by which you're determining what works for you. And so if you find something that doesn't work for you, it's okay. It wasn't wasted time. It's a journey of discovery. What's your thing? As you were listening to my story, I imagine that there were some things that came to mind for you. Write them down. Put them in a place that's obvious, because as simple as it seems, in the moment when we are struggling or when we're feeling frustrated, we're not always going to remember that we need to hit the reset switch. I have taught myself to remember this, to know this, and to do the things, even if I don't feel like doing it. It would have been really easy for me to not go for that walk on Friday morning. Now, part of it was the other hand of the frustration was Bruno. He was just being a little bit crazy, taking things, running off with them, wanted me to chase him because he wanted to walk too. And so it also helped me in that place of saying, I just have to go do this. But we do. We have to be diligent. We have to tell ourselves that we're doing this, that it's worth it, that it's going to make an impact. So what's your thing? Drop me a message. I'd love to hear about it. If you need some help figuring out your thing, you know, maybe you need some shifts in your life, send me a message or go over to my website, mariemonville.com. Hit the work with me page. As you scroll down through there, you're going to see a link to book a free coaching session. I'd love to help you figure out your thing. I'd love to talk to you more about what you need more of in your life. Help you find what you need. Maybe you need somebody to walk with you in this place of accountability. That's what coaching's all about. Next week, come on back, because we're going to take this a little bit deeper. Sometimes the reason that we're frustrated, sometimes the reason that we're in this funk is because we're not doing enough of the things that are meaningful in our life. We're not doing the things that we know we need to be doing. We're not creating enough space for them. So I want to talk about that next week. How to, one, identify the things that are going to light you up and help you to love your life in this season. And then two, what it means to create the space for that, because it's usually a lot more simple than we think. Again, it doesn't have to be this thing that takes hours. I hope that this podcast episode has been helpful for you. Make sure you subscribe so that you get these weekly right in your email inbox, and share it with a friend. Can't wait to chat with you next week.